I went from thinking that my partner, now husband, was the most fascinating, brilliant, hilarious person in the world, to thinking he was the most annoying and frustrating. And I was like, I do not want to feel this way. I don't want to be nitpicking this guy for the rest of my life. I want to marry him and love him and have a great relationship. I don't like this. So we went through a lot of trials and tribulations and tried so many things. And I started asking myself these four questions that I then realized very recently was an acronym that I shared on Instagram, and it got 2.3 million views now, I think. Something like that, 2 million views. And I'm like, all right, you guys on YouTube got to hear it. So there are two steps to this. Step one is I do SEEN, S-E-E-N. I ask myself four questions. One, what am I scared of? Two, what am I embarrassed about? Three, what were my expectations? And are they reasonable? And did I even express them? And four, N, need. What do I need right now? Because maybe I just need eye contact or food or a nap or to be hugged or, which is the perfect segue. Because this all came from, I thought I was so good at controlling my anger until I got into a committed relationship. And then I was like, you are putting me in a car and driving me to anger and then turning to me and being like, why are you so mad? And I didn't want to live my whole life mad. So when I figured out these questions, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm driving the car. I'm driving myself to anger because I didn't ask myself. I didn't recognize that anger is often coming from a fear or being too embarrassed to say something or being embarrassed about something or having expectations that were not met, but I never said what they were in the first place, or having a need that I was too afraid to ask for or too not in touch with myself to recognize. So I did the SEEN thing, and then my partner, my husband, started doing it too, and we were both like, this is magic. Now here is the kicker. Here's what cinches it. Here's what makes our relationship passionate and juicy and wonderful. We then, after answering that, ask for connection every time. And here's another trick that I'm so excited to share. So we wanted to ask for connection, but we were like, how do I do that? Because when I just tried saying I need connection, and neither of us knew what that meant. So I realized there are four categories. I either need you to hold me, hear me, help me, or see me. Those are the four things. So then what we would do is we'd do SEEN. So a really good example actually was last week. I was doing a recording. He was going to be home during the recording. We live in a place with no walls, so he was going to hear me. I got so nervous, and I kept making comments about how it was going to be so hard that he was here, and I was like being kind of sassy and snippy, and I finally stopped myself, and I went, I'm just really scared, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that you're going to see me record, and I'm not going to do very well, and then you're going to judge me, and I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. And he went, well, fine, I can leave. And I went, no, because that was the SEEN part, right? And then I went, no, I actually just need you to cheer me on. I'm terrified that you're going to judge me, but what I dream that you'll do is say that you're proud of me for just doing it, and that you think I'm amazing, and that even though I'm scared, you're proud of me for doing it anyway. And it was like a switch flipped, because he went from feeling rejected to feeling necessary and relied on. And he went, oh, babe, you're so good at this. I love you. I love you. I'm so excited. You got this. You got this, girl. Yeah. And they started being goofy. And it was such a huge shift. And it would have been this huge fight where we grumbled and then we got really overly serious about it. But this combo of SEEN, S-E-E-N, scared, embarrassed, expectation, need, and then asking for connection, hold me, hear me, help me, or see me. Some often a combo of all of some of those, really empowers us to be connected. It helps I love the line that I heard Whitney Cummings say that is now part of like everything everywhere that I talk about is when your heart breaks, make sure it breaks open. This is how we make sure our hearts break open towards each other when we feel accidentally hurt by each other. So I hope it helps you because it really helped me. All right. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan.